Today on the Travel Guys.
The CEO of a European airline says some of the flying customers are stupid for paying fees. Let's see if you agree.
Glenn Beck and a family with a Down syndrome child say they were discriminated against by American Airlines in separate situations. But now we have the rest of the stories, and the truth is a bit different than the headline.
Christopher Elliott, one of America's premier consumer reporters, is going to join us to give us some advice on when to tell the TSA to get their hands off your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mark has a rant regarding those wonderful TSA folks that I think that you're going to want to hear.
Yeah, our listener talkback part of the program gives you a chance to win a $50 gas card. That's right, 50 bucks and free gas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be yours just for chiming in with your opinion. Yeah, today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man,
king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
My entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys and Entertainment here on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And one of the things that we didn't tease in our headlines is towards the end of the program, my buddy Steve LaRosa is going to be here. We're going to talk about the Blues for Life concert. We did this last year around the same time. It's a fundraiser to bring awareness and to help support the I'll Be Aware Breast Cancer Foundation, which KFBK has been heavily supporting for some time. Also, a really cool event over on Stockton Boulevard that you're going to hear about, too. Well, how was your week? Yeah, no, this was my first week as a dad.
As a single father.
A single father. Is that how that works? I don't know exactly. A dad with two daughters that are married instead of single.
Well, now the girls will start calling you and asking you for advice in regards to the husbands, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Amanda and Jacob in San Antonio have a house, so I'm getting calls about home repair projects.
I see. Well, we missed you last week. Erin filled in and did an admirable job.
She did. Unfortunately, she's not here today, so I could tell her how wonderful. I did see her in the middle of the week, and she did tell me what a great time she had being on the air with
her. She was a lot of fun. We had a guest talking about travel safety for women,
mm-hmm.
and so Erin was able to offer some thoughts and opinions that were very relevant. So we got a busy program here today. We have the travel news. Then we have Christopher Elliott, who is here to talk a little bit about the TSA. You know that I have been a staunch supporter and defender of the TSA at the airport for pretty much all the time that we've been on the air, but now maybe not quite so much.
Okay. Everybody's going to be real interested to hear what that's about. Well, let's go ahead. There are a lot of stuff going on in the travel news. So, Brandon, if you will, travel news music, please. The Mark Hoffman Trio. And now, Mark, with the travel news.
In Yosemite, a hantavirus is scaring the heck out of visitors. In fact, 20% of people who had reservations on Labor Day did not show up. This morning, a third person has died from the rare rodent carried disease after visiting the national park, bringing the total number of infected persons to 8 and prompted warnings that the virus is not contained to just one area of the park. Yosemite has warned up to over 22,000 visitors who may have been exposed to the deadly mouse-borne disease. As many as 2,500 of those individuals live outside of the United States. The third fatality was a gentleman from West Virginia who contacted the virus while staying in Curry Village tent cabins in June. They decided, Tom, that these upscale cabins there, they have a padding in the wall, and apparently the mice got into the insulation part of the wall, and they didn't know this, and of course the mice are whom carry this disease, so that's how this is getting spread. They've got the situation clarified now, and this, they took care of it the third week in August. So if you're thinking about going to Yosemite now, hypothetically, this situation is over with. It is over under control. But if you're someone who was there and you stayed in the Curry Village cabins in the middle of the summer, then you need to be aware of what the symptoms and things might be for this.
Absolutely. And, of course, if you are planning on going, you can always stay in the Awani.
If you've got a few more bucks. About 4 million people visit Yosemite each year, and about 70% of those congregate in the valley, which is where Curry Village is located. Okay, true or false, United is the number one airline in award seat availability. This is the headline in United's new ad campaign. Now, Tom, if you remember a couple of 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. we had a survey that came out that talked about availability of airlines' award seats. And we pointed out at the time that the survey was commissioned by the airlines themselves. So now United, predictably, has taken this survey, which really didn't list them as the number one airline, but listed them as tied for second. And they have now, they are now claiming that United is the number one airline when it comes to seat availability among U.S. global carriers.
Well, there you go.
So that means the fact that Southwest finished ahead of them is no longer an issue because Southwest is not a
global carrier.
So, just be careful where you're getting your information from. Depending on whose list you look at, United might have the best award seat availability and they might not. Here's an interesting story, I thought. This one is all over the internet today. This is about a gentleman whose ex-girlfriend's boyfriend
mm-hmm.
called the airlines and told them that a guy was on the plane with liquid explosives. The ex-boyfriend.
The disgruntled girlfriend. Boy, she must have really been PO'd.
Yeah, well, they had to take the flight was en route to Dallas when law enforcement officials were tipped off about the suspicious items on board. The jet returned to Philadelphia out of an abundance of caution. U.S. Airways rebooked the passengers on later flights. But here's the deal. This will cost U.S. Airways tens of thousands of dollars in direct and indirect costs. So who pays for this? Does the guy, and get this, Thomas, the guy who was on the airplane who didn't have any explosives, of course.
Right.
When he then flew to Dallas later on another flight and they arrested him because when they got him into the system and started looking at him, they decided that he had some outstanding warrants.
They had a reason
to get him anyway.
Now, did it say what happened to the girlfriend who made the erroneous call?
Well, it was the girlfriend's new boyfriend who made the erroneous call.
Oh.
So not the girlfriend.
Oh.
It was the new boyfriend who made the erroneous call, and he has been taken to jail. He faces a maximum of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
He should have to pay the extras.
You think?
I think.
Here's an interesting story. The oldest message in a bottle, a 97-year-old note, sets a world record. This is kind of an interesting little story. When a Scottish fisherman hauled in his nets earlier this year, little did he know they would carry more than his usual catch of monkfish and cod. Indeed, it carried a message in a bottle that had been at sea for 97 years and 309 days.
And the message?
The message.
Do they have the message? I mean, after all of this, they got this this whole thing about the message in the bottle, and we're not going to get the message.
It's a really sad thing, Tom, but let me get back to you on that. The message in the bottle. I knew there was something missing from that story. All right. We're going to take a break.
It probably says, don't buy Facebook, right?
When we come back, we will have Christopher Elliott, who is going to talk to you about five situations where maybe you should say to the TSA, I think that's enough. And when do you do that at the airport when they're standing there and you're trying to catch an airplane? And when do you blow when does your moral compass point the wrong way? Christopher Elliott, who you can find in the Sacramento Bee every weekend in the travel section, will join us here on the Travel Guys right after this time out. We are the Travel Guys on FM 92.5 and KFBK.
Welcome. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And everybody who flies gets to meet up with those TSA agents. Mark has had nothing but a great experience, talked about it quite a bit on the air. But sometimes you run into somebody who feels a little differently.
And I may be soon joining that group of folks. We'll talk about my personal experience at Sacramento a little bit later on in the program. But let's right now bring in Christopher Elliott. Christopher is a noted author, a consumer advocate, and journalist. He has published, if you think his name sounds a little bit familiar, if you read the Sacramento Bee, the Traveler section on Sundays, you might see Christopher's column in there. He's a problem solver for consumers and always has a lot of great advice. Welcome to the program, Christopher.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Chris, it's been a while since we have talked. Recently, you did an article on about the TSA and talking about basically the column was titled Five Times You Should Stand Up to the TSA. My approach with TSA is, hey, you know, I just want to get through there and move on. I don't want any issues or anything. Do your job. I'll do mine, and I'll go get my airplane. But sometimes situations arise that put people in really awkward circumstances, and I confess that I would be one of those people. Let's talk a little bit about the five times you should stand up to the TSA.
Well, you know, the TSA, and I have to say I would say for me, I haven't had that many negative experiences with the TSA either, but there are people out there who have. But there are times when you need to just draw a line and say, you know, you're not going to do that. You can't do that. And the most famous example was John Tyner back in 2009 when he told TSA agents that they can't touch his junk. And there have been several since then. You know, you can go on to YouTube and see some of the more colorful accounts. They're all there. But the main thing is, and this was the thrust of my entire story, was that you know when something is happening that shouldn't be happening. Everyone has that moral compass that always points to right. And if that compass is saying to you that these agents are doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you know, maybe they're telling you to step aside and go for a private screening. Maybe they are reaching underneath your pants and they are touching you in an inappropriate way. You know when that is happening. You don't need a columnist to tell you that. And that's when you say something. That's when you say, I'm not comfortable. And that's when you stand up to the TSA.
So, Chris, what do you do in a situation like that that keeps you from being put, in essence, in the penalty box and getting one of these situations where you miss your flight because you're being punished for standing up to the TSA and they shuffle you off to a sidebar room for a while?
And at the same time, Christopher, you know, I think a lot of people feel that the TSA are a higher authority, and if they resist or they bring anything up, that they're going to be flagged as a terrorist, and it's even going to get worse. You know, I think we need to let people know what is their authority, and how do you stand up without and bring it to their attention without feeling like you're going to be thrown in jail or something.
Okay, well, let me see if I can take those one at a time. First of all, the TSA is not a higher authority. They have no law enforcement authority at all, actually. They call themselves officers, but they are not officers. They actually are there strictly to screen you at the airport. If they do see something that where they need to call law enforcement, they actually have to call the police. They can't place you under arrest or do anything like that. They don't have any law enforcement authority. So they're just there to make sure that you don't take anything dangerous on the plane with you. In terms of putting you on a terrorist watch list, believe me, I mean, I have had a federal marshal at my front door serving me with a subpoena and on behalf of the TSA. And if anyone is going to be on a TSA watch list or no-fly list, it's going to be me. And yet I've had conversations with the TSA, and they have told me that there's no way that they're that organized. They can't do that. If I was a terrorist, they would be putting me on a terrorist watch list. But simply speaking your mind and saying, no, I'm not going to do that, that's not enough. And that's not the country we live in, actually. So there's just no way that they're going to do that. This is not the old Soviet Union. but, you know, just I would say, you know, the thing that is going on right now is they're trying to squeeze you through one of these full body scanners or pat you down. And those are two very unwelcome choices to a lot of travelers, let's face it. And the way to get around all that is don't let them play the game of, do you really want to miss your flight? What you want to do is get to the airport early with plenty of time so that if something does happen, let's say they do reach for you in a way that's inappropriate, that you can say, you know what, take a step back. I'm not comfortable with what's happening. I would like to speak with a supervisor, please. And then you can, you know, then you have 20 minutes to talk to a supervisor and then get on and still make your flight. Otherwise, yeah, they're holding that over you and you might not make your flight. And then that, at that point, you feel like you have no choice but to go through security and to submit to whatever it is that they're doing to you.
Chris, I can't help but pick up on the fact that you said something about a TSA and a subpoena at your front door.
Yeah, that happened about 3 years ago. This was around the time of the underwear bomber, and it still is a little bit of a sore spot with me. And basically what happened was that the TSA was not telling anyone what was happening after the underwear bomber, and they weren't telling people what to expect. I found out through some sources that they had tightened security in a very significant way. And since no one from the TSA was returning my calls, I took the document that I'd gotten, and I posted it online. It wasn't considered a secret document in any way, but I was still visited by a federal marshal from the Department of Homeland Security, and he handed me a subpoena and that essentially required me to reveal the name of the source of this document, which I posted on my site. And after I refused, I got an attorney, and after 3 days, they dropped the subpoena. But I have to tell you, those are the three longest days of my life.
Wow. Wow. So certainly, as a man who knows when to stand up to TSA, you have a little bit of experience from that. Let's say that you're going through TSA, you're going through security, and you see, I'm going through security, and I'm walking through the thing, and I'm standing there waiting for me to give the okay, and I see a TSA guy doing something, reaching into somebody's bag, putting something in his pocket, something like that. Am I better off just to forget about it and go on, or should I be calling that to somebody's attention? Again, that kind of speaks to that moral compass you're talking about.
Are you kidding me? Of course you have to say something. I mean, if you see something, if someone committing a crime, are you not going to call 911? I mean, I'm giving you a little bit of a hard time here, but look, these TSA agents are known to, there have been theft, there have been all sorts of different crimes that TSA agents have committed. And although I'm sure the ones that you have in Sacramento are great, the same can't be said for other places.
I wouldn't go quite that far.
Well, you know, you if you see someone, it's still saying that Jan DiPolitano likes to say, if you see something, say something. Well, so look, if you see an agent reaching into someone's pocket and taking a couple of dollar bills out, ask for a supervisor. Say, look, I just saw this guy taking something. iPads are the most stolen items from checkpoints. They take them out of luggage. They take them from checkpoints. So if you see someone, you know, taking an iPad away, I mean, for goodness sake, say something.
And if you think that you've been treated unfairly, if you go through this whole TSA thing, you think somebody's getting too close to patting you down inappropriately, whatever, you speak to somebody, what avenues does a consumer have after the fact, after they've left security and they feel like really that they have been wronged? Who should they talk to?
Yeah, I want to go back to something that you said before in answering this question, and that was, you'd mentioned the penalty box and that little glass box, and there's that video that's out there of the woman who had some breast milk that she refused to have screened through the X-ray machine.
Right.
And they put her in one. They put her in that box for about an hour, according to the video that then was released. And visits this image of her in the penalty box, waiting and getting increasingly frustrated. And you want to avoid that if at all possible, which is why when something like this happens, the best time to resolve it is right now in real time. So let's say that somebody, touches you in an inappropriate way or asks you to remove an item of clothing or to take something off that you would rather not do. The best thing to do is to step back and say, I'm sorry, I'm uncomfortable with this. Could you please call a supervisor over? Politeness is a weapon in this case. It's one of your most effective weapons. You don't want to be screaming and yelling at the agent because they'll just call the police and they'll have you hauled off or they'll have you interrogated. But once it's all over, the grievance process is very similar to what a lot of airlines have out there, which is that they set up these call centers where they really don't want to deal with your case. They want to find 100 ways to say no. So my experience in dealing with TSA grievances is that it's really a black hole and that people are rarely compensated. People rarely get anything more than a form letter from the TSA apologizing for whatever happened.
Chris, you have a terrific blog that you send out once a week. I use it as a source of news items and of curiosity items and of consumer reporting items. Where can folks sign up for that if they're interested in getting your updates?
Oh, sure. My website address is elliott.org. That's ELLIOTT.ORG. and just click on the email button, the email newsletter button, and you can get my free email newsletter right there.
All right, and we will put a link on travelguysradio.com. And, of course, as I mentioned at the top of this interview, Travel Troubleshooter is a column by Christopher Elliott that appears in the Sacramento Bee in the travel section on Sunday on a very regular basis. If you check it out, you will find every week that Chris has an answer to a problem or two. This last week was in regards to something stolen from a carry-on bag, kind of an offshoot of the conversation we're having here. Christopher Elliott, consumer reporter, thank you very much for taking some time with us today. I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Thanks, me too.
Thanks, Christopher.
Well, there you go. Of course, Mark, you've always been a big fan of the TSA.
We're going to talk about the TSA and what they're doing to people in Sacramento. They're punishing people in Sacramento because we fired them, and we're going to talk about that after the news at the bottom of the hour. Hey, listen, an update. You asked me about what was in the bottle, the 97-year-old bottle they found?
Yes.
Okay, listen, here's the deal. On June the 10th, 1914, the Glasgow School of Navigation sent out a batch of 1,890 scientific research bottles. 315 have been found. This is the latest one. They all have a note asking the finder to record the date and the place and return it for a reward of sixpence. There you have it.
There you go. Now I'm satisfied.
I should also tell folks that if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can see some really cool stuff that we have for you. All week long, we pull out things that we think might be interesting to you. One is a really great slideshow from the Pacific Northwest, which is a beautiful place to be at this time of the year. But some of the other stories we talk about.
And the other, the most overhyped hotel trends. I think you're going to get a lot out of this.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff on there. Travelguysradio.com. When we come back after Jim and the news, you'll have an opportunity to win a $50 gas card from the Travel Guys. Stay tuned. We are FM 92.5 and KFBK.
Wow, we were just talking about these guys earlier, weren't we, Mark?
Yeah, we were.
It was a 1974 Band on the Run, number one song.
Well, this is Benny and the Jets.
No, this is Band on the Run.
No.
Yeah.
This is Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, yeah. See, he's right.
Well,
okay.
It's song Jet.
Yeah, it's the Jet, as opposed to Benny and the Jets. That's what I was thinking of. Which has a fairly similar start, the old Elton Johnson. All right, anyways.
Anyway, back to the radio show.
Get an FM guy in here, and you get songs from the 70s, and we're having flashbacks.
Okay, we are the Travel Guys. Welcome back to the program. Okay, are you going to jump on the TSA now?
I am, but first I'm going to offer our folks a chance to win a gas card here.
Did I actually say that he's going to jump on the TSA?
The CEO for Ryanair, which is an airline, a low-cost carrier out of England, which you probably are familiar with if you travel at all. You may not have flown them, but they have very low fares and lots of fees and things that they charge people. And one of the things they do is they charge people 60, not dollars, but euros, which would be about $75, to print their boarding pass at the airport.
Ouch.
One boarding pass, 60 euros.
So if you're traveling with a bunch of people...
With a family of six, like the lady was, she paid 360 euros to be able to print out her boarding pass. And then the CEO of the airline, when asked about it after the lady put it on a Facebook page, said, she should pay 60 euros for being so stupid. She wasn't able to print her boarding card because, as you know, there are no internet cafes anywhere. There are no hotels where you could print them out. You couldn't get to a fax machine so a friend at home could print them and fax them to you. I mean, come on.
It was right there in black and white. Why are you complaining?
So
you know the rules.
Our question to you, our listeners, is that unfair? Now, Spirit Airlines here in the United States charges $5 to print a boarding pass. And is this something that we're going to see pretty soon now, that airlines are going to charge you a whole ransom of money just because they don't want to provide you service at the airport? 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. If you would like to comment, if you had to pay 60 euros to get your boarding pass printed out, and then you had to listen to the CEO call you stupid, and I might suggest to you, in my opinion, well, I'll give my opinion later on, but 921-1530, 800-834-1530. If we put you on the air, one of the people we put on the air will win a $50 gas card. If we only get one, then you'll be the winner. Give us a call.
I'm going to step out of the studio and make a phone call. I'll be right back.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the TSA.
Okay.
I was out at the airport a week ago Thursday before the Labor Day weekend started on Thursday now, not Friday, Thursday morning. I got to the airport at 10 minutes to 5 for a 6:15 flight.
That
it's an hour and 20. I was in the terminal at 10 minutes to 5.
All right.
Southwest line. Southwest is pretty busy at that time of the day on a weekday. The sky caps were busy outside, so I opted to go inside to try to check in. Took about 25 minutes to get through the line. I couldn't do it in advance because I had a bag to check.
Okay, so you had printed your boarding pass?
No, I had printed my boarding pass. Now it's 5:15. I go upstairs and go to security. By the time I get to airside, it's about 5:25. It takes 40 minutes to get through TSA because of the 12 lanes that they have there in the new terminal.
Right.
Only 5 of them are open.
Ooh.
Southwest holds 6 or 7. I was trying to count from their board and everything, and then when I got through security, I was running for my flight also, which I would have missed if Southwest hadn't have held it, because I literally was supposed to leave at 6:15, and I didn't get to the gate until about 12 minutes after 6. The gate would have been, the door would have been closed, and the plane would have been pushing back. So my question to the TSA is, why are you holding the people of Sacramento hostage? Now I can see why the airport fired these guys, is because they're not providing any kind of decent. Sir, they can't get people through security and onto the airplane. Do they not know that these planes leave every day at this time of the day? Is it not possible to have enough help there, to have enough lanes open, so that people can at least get on their way? And are they doing this intentionally because we fired their rear ends because they provided such crappy service in the past, and so now they're holding us hostage because they know that they're going to lose their jobs soon and they're going to be replaced by private security people? So I've just about had it. All of these folks, Southwest, you realize those planes all day long are going to be late everywhere they go. And the reason they're going to be late is because the TSA people in Sacramento didn't have their act together. And I just think it's ridiculous to go to the airport and stand. Tom, those people were moving so slowly that if they'd been moving slowly, they'd been moving backwards. I've never seen anything like it. I've always thought very highly of the TSA people in Sacramento, but I'm going to tell you that they are screwing with the folks of Sacramento, and I wouldn't surprise me at all if they're doing it on purpose, and I would welcome someone from TSA to come on this program and tell me otherwise.
Well, there you go. And that's one
Other
man's
than that,
opinion.
I don't have any opinion on the whole situation.
By the way, looks like we got three callers.
Do we have some callers there? Well, maybe we. Yeah. Why don't you see if we can get one of them on the phone there?
Okay, let's jump online.
There's no reason. All those planes sitting there, and all these people panic stricken. Everybody trying to cut in front of the other person. My plane's leaving in 10 minutes. My plane. Well, everybody's plane was leaving in 10 minutes.
All right. Let's go ahead and hook up with Lynn and Lincoln. And see what. Hello, Lynn. Were you listening to Mark just then?
Yes, I'm waiting for him to tell me what does he really think about the Sacramento TSA.
Well, listen, I was okay with those people for a long time, but it's just, you know, the other day was just ridiculous, and I swear that they were moving. They were in slow motion, Lynn, complete and total slow motion.
I totally believe you. What I can't understand all sometimes is why don't they have an express lane for people who are desperately late for one reason or another? There are people who get to the airport 3 hours ahead of time, and anymore you cannot rely on traffic time that used to exist in Sacramento before the city got larger. And so even though you start out early, you might arrive late. And if there is some way to take people who are late and put them in another express line, I think there would be an occasion where every traveler would be appreciative of that.
Of course, the other day, every single person would have been in that. There would have been no regular line.
Yeah,
there only would
have
been an express line. And there was no such thing as express a week ago Thursday. If there's anybody who was out there. Anyway, Lynn.
What was the mood of everybody that morning?
Oh, ugly. The people were not happy. And I think if people really had known the story about the fact that these guys have basically been fired by the Sacramento airport, and the reason they fired him is for this reason, that they would have been absolutely outraged. I mean, I was seething, but I have a radio program, so I have a way to get back.
Good for you.
So, Lynn, what do you think about this? What do you think about paying 60 euros to print a boarding pass?
I just think it's hunky dory. What else can I pay you for a crummy airline flight? Isn't Ryanair the one that the joke is that they are so greedy and mercenary that they probably would love to charge you for toilet paper piece by piece.
They absolutely would be the one. They are the airline that threatened to start charging people for using the bathroom.
There you go.
Absolutely. Lynn thinks it's outrageous. Let's see what Jim in Sacramento thinks about the €60 for a boarding pass. Jim, what do you think?
Well, I think the airlines are going to charge as much as they can get away with. But, you know, I'm a retired Army officer, and I got to tell you, it boils down to the three P's: poor prior planning. People need to take it. People need to take responsibility. They know they're going someplace. Get with the program.
Well, and this,
it's printed in black and white for everyone to see.
And Lynn was saying just before about having a line for people who get there at the last minute. But my thing would be, you know, just I'm with you, Jim. Just allow yourself enough time. Of course, I thought that an hour and 25 minutes and being in the terminal was plenty of time based on any kind of experience. But that is, of course, why we're always telling people to allow a little more time at the airport.
Let's talk to Ruben and Thomas, who couldn't print the boarding pass.
Hey, Ruben.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I had to go to a convention, and I was in Minneapolis trying to get back, and I was in the hotel in the lobby trying to print my boarding pass out, and I get a screen that says, hey, you can't print it out. You need to contact the airlines. So when I did so, the agent comes on, and she couldn't even tell me why, just that, you know, I had to fix it at the airport and print it out there. And I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, what's going on? Because, you know, this was a nightmare flight going to Minneapolis, because in Denver, it's just crazy. And you got those fast walking deals where it speeds you along because the gates are so spread out.
Moving sidewalks, I think.
Sidewalks. They switch gates on you. And so I'm thinking, what's going to happen next coming back? So I go get there, and, I print it out. But what if they're going to start charging me? I'm going to be, I'm not going to have no way out.
So the point here might be, Tom, is that sometimes there's a legitimate reason for not being able to print your point. And what if you printed the darn thing and you're running into the airport and you stuck it down in the pocket of your suitcase and you can't find the darn thing? I mean, a Spirit Airlines charges $5 to print a boarding pass. I can kind of see that. It's like, be smart, don't inconvenience us, we have better things to do. There's a penalty if you do it, but still, I mean, a boarding pass, put a computer in the lobby and let people print it. Did you think I was too hard on the TSA people there?
No, not at all.
Oh, there were some angry people.
Well, you got to understand, I wasn't there, you were. And I felt you made me feel your pain.
Well, that was kind of the point. All right, yeah. When we come back, after this last time out, a good friend, a good buddy of yours joins us in studio.
You bet.
Steve LaRosa, who is going to be here to tell us about a couple of entertainment events coming up around town, and perhaps Steve will become a regular part of the Travel Guys. He certainly has enough experience getting around the Sacramento area to be able to share some really valuable information and experience with our listeners. So we'll come back and talk to Steve and talk to Tom about all of the weddings this summer. We are the Travel Guys on FM 92.5 and KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on KFBK. Welcome to a fine Sunday. I'm Tom Romano. That's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. In case you are
I'm
a
never
TSA
be allowed
employee
to fly
and
again.
You are upset with him, his direct line is... you can reach him by going to travelguysradio.com.
I challenge anybody who was at the airport a week ago Thursday to tell me that whether they were on the TSA side or the customer side, that what was being done was that they were not intentionally slowing that line down to let us know that, by God, they are in charge. All right, a couple of things here before we get to Steve and something a little bit lighter. We mentioned in teasing at the top of the hour a couple of stories with American Airlines, Tom. One involved Glenn Beck. Poor guy gets on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
He's seated in first class. Everybody in first class is being fawned over. He tells his listeners the story. Everyone on the plane, but Beck was treated just wonderfully, and he was treated subhuman. When the flight attendant delivered a soda, he slammed it down so hard, I hesitated to even open the can for fear it would spray all over the other passengers in the cabin. Now, I'm just going to say something to you here.
Yes, I know where this is going.
Occasionally, you have occasionally some flight attendants, male flight attendants, will probably admit to being members of the gay and lesbian community.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Beck, on occasion, has been known to unload on members of that community. So he got on an airplane. He had a gay flight attendant. He got what was coming to him. Next case. I mean, really and seriously, you cannot rag half the planet and then expect people to treat you nicely.
There are certain celebrities that are well liked. Hey, there you go. Thank you for that applause. That are well liked and get preferential treatment, and the reverse is going to be
true.
Well,
he did get preferential treatment. Yeah. I mean, I don't see what his issue was. He got exactly what he was what he deserved. Okay, here's another story that has a little different twist. This also involves American Airlines. A family had a child, a teenager with Down syndrome. They were getting ready to board a flight in Newark, New Jersey, going back to they're from Bakersfield. So they were connecting, obviously, and they were coming home on American Airlines, probably through Dallas. And so their child, who has Down syndrome, is being rather noisy around the gate, and it causes some attention, attracts the attention of the gate agents mm-hmm. and the flight crew. And they talk to the family, and they decide not to let the kid on the plane. The family is outraged. They put a Facebook page up. On the Facebook page, they show a video. They being the parents, which we have. The video is on TravelGuysRadio.com if you want to see it, of the child behaving himself and playing quietly at the gate. And so it makes American Airlines look like, why would you not let these people on the plane? But then the airline comes back out and says, well, wait a minute. Yes, they have a video of the child being calm, but this was a six-hour flight. The kid had been running around they'd been trying to calm the kid down for more than 30 minutes, and finally the airline just said, we're not going to subject everybody else on this airplane to a screaming child for 6 hours. The airline is saying it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that the child had a disability. It had to do with the fact that the child couldn't behave himself. So what would have you ever flown on a plane with a screaming child?
You know, none that went on and on and on. There's always in every flight there are children. And from time to time, you're going to have some that are going to have a rough trip.
Was American being unfair by not letting this family board, do you think?
You know, I don't
know. Was that one of those things where you kind of had to be there?
I think you do. Because he was upset at that time, once he got on the plane, did not mean that he wasn't going to calm down, just like calm children get on board and then get upset. What are you going to come back to the gate and if you're going to come back to the gate and take off every kid that gets upset during a flight, no one's going anywhere.
And there you have it from Tom Romano. We have a special guest in studio. Why don't you introduce your buddy?
All right. For those that have been around Sacramento for a while and know Sacramento media, whether it's the Sacramento magazine that Steve used to write for, or whether it goes all the way back to the days of KCRA and Channel 3, Steve and I worked together back in the 70s and 80s at Channel 3 on the weeknight television program, for those of us old enough to remember. And Steve has been a major player in the Sacramento market in the area of marketing and promotions for some time, and joins us here on the program. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be here. And I have to admit, I was once thrown off a plane for kicking the back of Glenn Beck's seat. And
good for you.
But I kid the Beck. Thanks for letting me come on to talk about these two events that are coming up.
And you're not affiliated with TSA, are you, in any way?
No, I'm not. And I wouldn't admit it if I was.
If you were, yes.
Not at this point.
Talk to us, Steve.
Well, the Stockton Boulevard Partnership has done a series of concerts, free concerts this summer, and they're coming up on their third one, and it's going to be pretty terrific. Tres bandas, you guys. And that's the last Spanish thing.
There you go.
That's the last Spanish thing I'm going to be saying today. They're going to have three bands. It's going to take place on Stockton Boulevard in the old, I don't know if you guys remember the old John's Home Furnishing.
Mm-hmm, sure do.
Oh, I do, yeah.
It's in their parking lot. And two local bands, sort of a Brazilian kind of jazz local bands, Trovadores y Riqueiros and Fusa Nova, are going to open. But the headliner, pretty terrific, is Caravanserai, which is a Santana tribute band.
And that's that Steve Garland band, is it?
No.
Oh, okay, it's a different one.
That's the Rhythm Vandals.
Rhythm Vandals with Michael Hernandez.
Yeah. And this thing's taking place Saturday, the 15th, this coming Saturday, and it's going to be from 1 to 5. And if you were trying to do a street number, it's 4995 Stockton Boulevard, which is north of Fruit Ridge Road and Stockton. And like I say, there'll be food trucks there, and they're putting up a huge tent. So if it's going to be a hot day, you'll be just fine.
Details at Stockton Boulevard, abbreviated BLBD, partnership.org. Is that right?
Yes.
And we'll try to get a link up on our website for you, too.
Thank you.
All right. And a year ago, we had a guest into the program talking about this next event. And that would be the Blues for Life
Blues
concert
for Life.
Fundraiser. And this year, it's a little bigger, a little better. Tell me about it.
It's bigger and it's better. And it's not just the blues this year. This is the sixth annual. This year, we're going to have 12 bands. And this is pretty exciting. Rock, country, jazz, funk, soul, big band, world beat, and one of your favorites, Gypsy Swing.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that just for me.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's actually taking place at the Torch Club, which is downtown at 15th and I, but we're gonna have two stages, inside the club, and in the big back parking lot, we'll have a stage there as well. It all benefits the I'll Be Aware Breast Cancer Foundation.
Regular listeners to KFBK have probably heard the Amy Lewis series, 31 Days, 31 Survivors, and the I'll Be Aware Foundation is what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
They do a lot to bring awareness to breast cancer. Tell me a little bit more about what they do.
You're absolutely right. And we raise money for those very expensive diagnostic breast cancer tests, such as PET scans and mammograms for women in need. I'll Be Aware is a great organization that at a very difficult time in somebody's life where maybe they're trying to navigate the health system for the first time in their lives in a very precarious way, we're there to help them out.
And we've got some tickets to give away to folks who, if you are, you have to be over 21. To Blues for Life. It's Sunday, October the 7th, and we have four pairs of tickets. These are $25 a piece. So if you would like to come and be a part of this wonderful event, the first four callers who call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 will get these tickets. It's Sunday, October the 7th, and remember, you have to be 21.
And don't forget now, this event is October 7th. Tickets available at albeaware.org.
Actually, you can get them at eventbrite.com.
That again?
Eventbrite.com. That's okay. eventbrite.com. You can also call 927-1592, or you can get them at the Torch Club in advance, or you can buy them at the door for another $5. And we're also going to have a pasta cook-off that day. We'll have 10 restaurants. You can go around and basically get a taste of each of their entries, and you're going to fill up. You'll be lucky to
awesome.
Get through the whole thing.
Outstanding.
And
no, I was just going to thank you, Steve. That was all. Just two wonderful local events. Will you come back and on a regular basis and tell us about local events, places we can go, and things we can see
absolutely
around Sacramento?
Love to do it. Thank you for the invitation.
Have you be a part of the Travel Guys, Mr. Romano. You have no more daughters to marry.
That's it. I'm done.
Well, not that you were marrying your daughters, but marrying them off to other
ask
gentlemen.
Ask me next week. I'll tell you about Manda's flight home from San Antonio and missing her flight.
Yeah. Maybe you should have had sons instead.
I don't know how that would have improved anything.
We are the Travel Guys. Thanks for listening to us, even those of you who work for TSA. My next adventure at the airport should be interesting. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask. We'll see you next Sunday.